الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. فبإذن الله تعالى, by the permission of Allah, today we will cover the affair of the heart, the dead heart. And 2 weeks ago we read together the sound heart, the heart that is salim, that is sahih, the heart that is sound, the heart that feels tranquility when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, the heart that repents and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart that is humble and shivers, إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا. And with that, when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited, they increase in iman. And they have this heart that is wajila, this heart that is, barakallahu fikum, humble. And this is the heart that is pure, the heart that is sound, the heart that is healthy. It's a heart that has mercy, a heart that has peace, tranquility, the heart that yearns for the remembrance of Allah, tabarakahu wa ta'ala. And today now, Ibn Qayyim, in Ighathatul Ahfan, which is the primary book that we're dealing with here, he mentions al-qalb wal-qalb al-thani. He mentions the second type of heart. As there are three hearts, we've mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the sound and pure heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live and die with a sound and pure heart, and meet Him with a heart that is salim. Ameen. So now he, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, is mentioning the second type of heart. And he says, وَالْقَلْبُ الثَّانِي دِدُّ هَذَا. The second heart is the total opposite of the previous heart that was mentioned. وَهُوَ الْقَلْبُ الْمَيْتِ. And this is the dead heart. الَّذِي لَا حَيَاتَ بِهِ. Is that heart which it does not have life, is without life, devoid of life. And as we know that the heart is the prince and the king of the body, Amirul A'da. Like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, Inna fil jasadi mudgha, that verily there is a flesh in the body. If it's pure, the whole body is pure. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, and if it's corrupted, the whole body is corrupted, and that is the heart. So based upon last week's or 2 weeks' lesson or 2 weeks ago, the heart that is sound is the prince of the believers' hearts. And that is the heart of the believers, the mu'minun, those who believe in Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and worship Him, subhana, and obey Him. The king of their body, the one that is the Amir of the a'da, their limbs, is that sound heart. This is the asl of the believer. This is the asl and the origin of the believer, the one that establishes tawheed, establishes la ilaha illallah. The asl and the origin and the foundation of the heart of the disbeliever, the one that turns away from Allah and his deen, al-hanif, religion, this religion that Allah has blessed mankind with, and turns away from that, the asl of this individual is indeed the qalb al-mayyit, today's lecture, today's gathering, today's remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart that is dead. This is the Amir, this is the prince of that individual who turns away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that heart is mayyit faqidu an al-wahi. That heart is devoid of the revelation. It does not have the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the heart by sending the revelation, the wahi. He has not made istijaba, has not answered to the call of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the call of the Anbiya wa Rusul. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. I've sent to every nation a messenger, telling them to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deities. This individual does not have that. That revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, the Quran, his heart is starved. Her heart is starved from the remembrance of Allah and the utterance of his ayat and the reciting of his ayat subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the ulama have mentioned, the wahi tuhi al-qalb, or tuhi al-qalb al-wahi, the heart is given life by the revelation, like land has been given life and agriculture has been given life by rain. Whenever there is a lack of rain, the crops and the agriculture will die. And likewise, the heart that is devoid of the wahi, the revelation, that heart would also die. وَإِيَّاذٌ بِاللَّهِ. And Ibn Qayyim, he says, رَحِمُ اللَّهِ هُوَ الْقَلْبُ الْمَيِّتُ الَّذِي لَا حَيَاةَ لَهُ وَبِهِ. Is that heart that is dead, that has no life. That life of revelation, tawheed. فَهُوَ لَا يَعْرِفُ رَبَّهُ. And then he says, and he doesn't know his Lord. وَلَا يَعْبُدُهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَمَا يُحِبُّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ وَمَا يُحِبُّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ. He does not know his Lord, and he does not worship his Lord with that which is pleasing to his Lord, that which his Lord has commanded that he be worshipped, how he should be worshipped, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart, or this person who has this heart, لا يعرف ربه. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها. They have hearts in which they do not understand with it. They don't know their Lord. وَلَا يَعْبُدُهُ. And they don't worship him upon his command, upon his sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the legislation. And this requires the individual to seek ilm. So the dead heart does not want to seek this knowledge. The heart becomes heavy, becomes burden, a burden upon them to pick up the Quran, to pick up the Sunnah, or the Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather, and consume it. بَلْ هُوَ وَاقِفٌ مَعَ شَهْوَاتِهِ. But that dead heart, instead, it is standing besides its desires and following its desires, وَإِرَادَتِهِ, and his whims. وَلَوْ كَانَ فِيهَا سَخَطُ رَبِّهِ وَغَضَبِهِ. Even if that which the desires calls him to results in the disobedience of Allah, the anger of Allah, he doesn't care. فَهُوَ لَا يُبَالِي, he says Ibn Qayyim. He doesn't care. إِذَا فَازَ بِشَهْوَتِهِ وَحَظِّهِ رَضِيَ رَبُّهُ أَمْ سَخِطُ. If he succeeds with his desires, he's happy with that, whether his Lord is pleased with it or not. The most important thing to that heart that is dead, the possessor of that dead heart, is that the desires have been followed. وَوَاقِفٌ مَا شَهْوَاتِهِ. He stands close and loyal to his desires and his whims. And this shows you, Ibadallah, the importance of studying the affair of the heart. And no doubt, when an individual is sick, whether he's sneezing, or he gets chest pains, or she gets some pains in her body or his body, they'll rush to the doctor. They'll rush to the doctor and even go to A&E because they're scared that something might result from that pain. This is no doubt a problem, no problem in that individual. He's taking medication and he cares for his health. Tadawwa, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take medicine. This is from the Sunnah, Akhd al-Asbab. Taking the means in order to maintain one's health. But how about that pain in the heart from lack of iman? And the pain in the heart for the lack of the remembrance of Allah? Do we rush to the A&E? Do we rush to pick up the Quran, the book of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and work to heal that heart? Do we turn to ibadah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to heal that heart? Do we go to the doctor of the heart and find out what he has said as it relates to how to heal that heart? And as Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, in his explanation of this book, when asked, is it correct to say that Ibn Qayyim is the doctor of the heart? He said, no. We say the doctor of the heart is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the doctor of the heart. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَىٰ وَحِيٍ يُحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his desires. It's a revelation revealed to him. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us on how to preserve the heart. And he's warned us against those affairs that harden the heart and kill the heart, wherein it becomes mayyit, it becomes dead. It becomes that heart, muta'abbidun lighayrillah, becomes that heart in which it worships other than Allah, hubban wa khawfan. It loves and fears, wa raja'an and hopes, wa ridan and pleases, وَسَخَطًا وَتَعْظِيمًا وَظُلًّا, exalts and is humble to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is humble to his desires. فَإِنْ أَحَبَّ أَحَبَّ لِهَوَىٰ. If he loves, he loves for his desires. Or if she loves, she loves for her desires. This is the sign of the dead heart. وَإِنْ أَبْغَضَ أَبْغَضَ لِهَوَىٰ. And when he hates for the desires, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ إِلَاهُ هَوَىٰ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, have you not seen the one who has taken his desires as his deity, as his God, the one he obeys, the one he wants to please, the desires? This is the sign of the one that has the dead heart. When أعطى أعطى لهوى, when he gives based upon his desires. When منع منع لهوى, and if he refrains from giving, he does that according to his desires. As we know in the hadith of Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we mentioned last week. من أحب لله وأبغض لله ومنع لله وأعطى لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. In the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or كما قال, that whoever loves for Allah, hates for Allah, gives for Allah, refrains from giving for Allah, has indeed perfected their iman. The heart that is mayyit, the heart that is dead, is the opposite. Not for Allah. All of those parts of that hadith mentioned in which is done for Allah, for the heart that is salim, the heart that is pure, for the heart that is dead, it does it all for his desires. لا يفكر في طاعة الله. Doesn't reflect and think about the obedience of Allah. His imam, her leader, his leader, is the desires. The shahwa is the qa'id. The commander of his ship is his desires. Wal jahl sa'isuhu. And that which leads him and that which controls his movements and his choices is his ignorance. Wal ghafla. And negligence. فَهُوَ بِفِكِرْ فِي تَحْسِيلِ أَغْرَاضِهِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّ مَغْمُورٌ. He's overwhelmed by just seeking the affairs of the dunya, seeking the affairs of the worldly matters, not the hereafter. وَبِسَكْرَةِ الْهَوَى وَحُبُّ الْعَاجِلَ مَغْمُورٌ. And he's drunk. He's drunk as it relates to the affairs of the dunya and seeking immediate pleasure, not having the sabr and the patience in worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, the one alladhi ma indahu sabr is like a rajul bidun ras. Or kama qala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the one that does not have patience is like a man without a head. It's like a headless chicken, ya akhi. Have you seen when a chicken gets his head chopped off? It bumps everywhere, doesn't know where it's going. It's hayran in anarchy, doesn't know whether to go left, doesn't know, just knocking and hitting everything. That's like the one without sabr, without patience. And patience is a sabr ala ta'atillah. And patience is being patient upon the obedience of Allah. وَالصَّبُرْ عَنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. And being patient in staying away from the disobedience to Allah. وَالصَّبُرْ عَلَى الْأَقْدَارِ إِلَّا مُؤْلِمًا. And he's patient as it relates to those affairs that are hard, that may have an initial bitter taste from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in it is wisdom, his patience, his sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily Allah aids and support the patient ones. But the person and the individual that has this qalb that is mayt, that is dead, وَبِسَكْرَةِ الْهَوَى وَحُبِّ الْعَاجِلَ مَخْمُورِ, is drunk in wanting the pleasure of the now. He's drunk in wanting the pleasure of the now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said regarding the people of Jannah, the people of that place that we yearn for, where there is things that the eyes would never have seen, or the ears have never heard, taste that you couldn't imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that verily the believers, they have Jannat and Na'im, they have the blessed and the paradise, the blessed paradise. And ya ibadallah, a benefit lughawiyya in the Arabic language is that Jannah comes from three roots, three letter roots, and that is Jannana, Jannana, which means something that is concealed. So we have Jinn, is from the same root, and we cannot see the Jinn. This is the beauty of the Arabic language. And likewise, Jannah. The ulama have said that Jannah meaning that you cannot see that your deed, the reward is concealed. It's concealed in the hereafter. So the individual is patient to get that reward that Allah has promised, and they have iman. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ, Allah said. That the, verily the people of taqwa will be in this happy place, full of tranquility, Jannah. And Jannah, as we said, it means that the deeds, the hard work that you're putting in this world, you're not seeing it so quickly. It's concealed. The reward is in the hereafter, which is one of the reasons why the ulama mentioned for the meaning of Jannah. And Jannah, as we know in the tongue of the Arabs, means garden, and it means that the trees are hiding the floor, concealing the floor. The trees and that which you see in the grass, that which you see in a garden, you can't see the real floor because the greenery is concealing it. Jannah, the reward is concealed from us now. But for the people who are patient, they will have the end and have that bliss. But as for the heart that is marid, or the heart rather that is mayit, the heart that is sick, it's drunk with wanting the now. And then he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, yunada ila Allah wa ila daril akhirah min makanin ba'id. And he said that this individual is being called and invited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah. Yunada ila Allah. It's been called. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called in, called the believers to worship Him alone, called mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum, O mankind, worship your Lord, alladhi khalaqakum wa alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon, the one that created you and created those before you, in order for you to attain taqwa. Allah is calling. It's an invitation to worship Allah alone. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling in his da'wah. 23 years calling the people to tawheed, to worship Allah alone. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum took the realms of the da'wah after the death of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and called to tawheed and called to la ilaha illallah. And it's all documented. Who is answering this call to tawheed? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the dead heart, yunada ilallahi, called, invited to Allah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ila daril akhirah, and invited to the hereafter, to earn the reward, to be from the people who get the Jannah, min makanin ba'id. But it's as if you're calling somebody that's far away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ يُنَادُونَ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these people, the ones with the dead heart, the disbelievers, those who do not obey Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you're calling them, it's as if you're calling someone who's far away and they can't hear you. مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Like you're calling somebody and all you can do, you're just calling and calling and the person's just walking by as if nothing was said. That is an example of the dead heart. They've been called in the Quran to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They've been called in the sunnah to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Min makanin ba'id. It's as if you're calling somebody who's far away and they can't hear. They choose not to hear. Which is why Ibn Qayyim, he says after that, فَلَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لِلنَّاصِحِ. He does not answer to the one who advises him or her. وَيَتَّبِعْ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. And follows every devil, every shaytan. أَدُّنْيَا تُسْخِتُهُ وَتُرْدِيهِ. All that he cares is that the dunya, whether the dunya is pleasing him or the dunya is displeasing him. وَالْهَوَى يُسِمُّهُ. And his desires has made him dumb, he cannot hear, and deaf. أَمَّا سِوَى الْبَاطِلِ. Except for falsehood. فَهُوَ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَمَا قِيلَ. And he is like in this dunya, as it said in a poetry, that my enemy, the one that is your enemy, is the one that is against your desires in general. But the one that fulfills your desires is the one that is your friend. The one that advises you to obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not, you don't consider him your friend. You don't want to be around him. But you want to be around the one that does not command you with good and forbid the evil, but condones your ill behavior and your disobedience to Allah. This is a sign of the dead heart. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed us about a category of these people that have the dead heart. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith an Abi Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which is a hadith on Hassan, a sound hadith, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ta'isa Abdul Dinar. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that may he be miserable, the one who the wealth is he's a slave to his wealth. Wa dirham, any currency, gold or silver. He's a slave to his gold or silver. Wa qatifa wa khamisa, or he's a slave to silk garments, fashion. A slave to fashion. In u'ta radi, wa in lam yu'ta lam yardi. If he's given any portion of the dunya, he's happy. She's pleased. But if they're not given a portion of the dunya, they are not pleased and they're angry. This is the one whose desires is closely linked to this dunya. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against this individual. May he be miserable. Ta'isa abdul dinar. And the ulama have mentioned that in this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him a slave to money and a slave to gold and silver. Did not say that he's the king. He's not in charge because the gold and silver is in charge of him. He is as if he's a slave who has been bought by gold and silver. And therefore, being a slave and a servant to the gold and silver leads and dictates where and what he does and what she does. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him the Abdul Dinar, the slave of the gold and silver, dinar or dirham. Not the king, he's not in control. The gold and silver is playing with him, leading him or her to do that which is pleasing to their desires and the dunya. So the heart that is dead, ya ibadallah. Ibn Qayyim here, rahimullah, he says, فَمُخَالَتَةُ صَاحِبُ هَذَا الْقَلْبِ سُقْمٌ. And mixing with a heart like this, having as a companion someone who has this type of heart, is an ailment. It will make you sick. وَمَعَاشِرَتُهُ sum, and mixing and being around them and living with them is like poison. وَمَجَالَسَتُهُ halak, and sitting with them is destruction. And this is close to the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith, and Abi Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, مثل جليس الصالح والسوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكي فحامل المسك إما أن يحذيك وإما أن تبتاع منه وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبة ونافخ الكي إما أن يحرق ثيابك وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ رِيحًا خَبِيثًا. When he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the example of a pious companion and an even one is that of a person. The example of a good companion or a bad companion or evil one is that of a person carrying misk, the perfume musk, and another blowing a pair of bellows, yani a blacksmith. So one is one that has the misk, and that is a good and pious companion, and one that has the blowing of bellows, as you see when you're a blacksmith, and the smell and the black residue from the fire is with that individual who's a blacksmith. He says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who is carrying misk will either give you some of his perfume as a present. He will give you some of his perfume from the benefits of being with a good companion, or you buy it from him, meaning you're going to get a good effect and good influence no matter what, inshallah. Either he gives you the perfume or you buy it from him. Either you just learn from his manners and learn from her manners and her etiquette, or they teach you and you ask them for advice, for example. And as for the one who is blowing pair of bellows, or the blacksmith, he will either burn your clothes, and this is a similitude of a bad companion, burn your clothes, or you will get a bad smell from him. And that is an example of being around someone with the dead heart. Which is why the ulama from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those after them warn against sitting with Ahlul Su, warn against sitting with the people of evil. After this, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, this portion of the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala regarding the dead heart, we'll take it further bi-idhnillah, and being that it's the month of Ramadan, and no doubt is the month in which the Quran was revealed, let's look at some of the places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described the dead heart. And we're studying this so we can stay away from the characteristics of these individuals who have the dead hearts. عَرَفْتُ الشَّرْلَ لِلشَّرْ وَلَكِنْ لِتُوَاقِي مَنْ جَاهِلَ الشَّرَّ وَقَعَ فِي. I know the bad things, not because for fun reasons or pastimes, but rather to protect myself. The one who doesn't know the evil things will fall into it. So we're going to mention some of the evil characteristics in the Quran as it relates to the dead heart. The first one is that it's matbu' alayh. It's a heart that is sealed. From the characteristics of a dead heart, number one, is the heart that is sealed. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, تِلْقَ الْقُرَىٰ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَائِهَا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 101, he mentioned, barakallahu fikum, he said, those cities, those qura, we relate to you some of their news and some of that which occurred. And for sure there came to them a messenger with clear proofs. The prophets came to the people from these cities of before with clear proofs, but they did not believe in that which the messengers came with, and they denied it. So therefore Allah put a seal over the hearts of the disbelievers. So from them denying and disobeying the prophets that came to them, they had a seal in their hearts. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated, Allah deviated their hearts. And the qura and the cities from before, as the ulama of tafsir have mentioned, are those from the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ad and Lut and Hud and Shu'aib. Their cities are signs. They did not believe in the messengers that were sent to them and the prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a seal in their hearts. And likewise the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدَ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Allah mentions another characteristics of those whose hearts are sealed, the dead heart. He said, Subhana, and among them are those who listen to you, yani listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until when they depart from you. They say to those who were given knowledge, what has he just said now? Those are the ones whom Allah has sealed their hearts. and who have followed their desires. These are from the munafiqun and those hypocrites and those mocking the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rejecting the da'wah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the characteristics is that they have this heart that is sealed, dead heart. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, that they follow their desires. That's from the results of the sealed heart. The second characteristic is that the heart that of the dead heart is that it's a heart that is hard. Qasi. Qasin. A heart that is hard. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاصْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and for them, the Yahud, for them, their breaking of the covenant, the contract, we curse them. لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. We curse them and we made their hearts hard. They used to distort words from their proper usage. They used to place the words in other than its rightful places, trying to distort the Torah, which they did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيًا. And their hearts are hard. And that is an ibr and a warning for those who oppose the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we look at what occurred to those before. سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Look to the earth, look to the history, and see what happened to those who denied and rejected the call of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the call of their messengers alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that their heart, he made their hearts hard. He made their hearts hard. The third characteristic is mughaffal or muqfal, and that is that the heart is locked away. The heart is locked away. It has chains on the heart. That is a sign of a heart that is dead. Nothing can come in from the revelation. Nothing can come in from the remembrance of Allah. Nothing can come in from Tawheed. It's dead. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not reflect as it relates to the Qur'an? You know, contemplate. Or are the hearts locked away? And there isn't a musibah, a trial bigger than the heart being locked away, because it has no room and it does not welcome that life that is needed from the revelation. Just like the agriculture and the crops need rain, the heart needs the revelation. The heart that is devoid of the revelation will go dry. And that is what occurs to the heart that is muqfal, the heart that is locked. أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. And the fourth characteristic of the heart that is dead, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, is in Surah Al-An'am. He says it's maknoon, and that it means it's sealed. The heart, وَيَّذُمْ بِاللَّهِ, is sealed and covered rather. It has a covering over it which blocks it from reflecting and blocks it from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has a shield and a cover over it. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوا وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُوا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and amongst them in Surah Al-An'am, in a series of Allah informing about these people who have this heart that is dead, he said, and from amongst them are those who listen to you, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. But we have placed over their hearts covering. They have the akinna. The hearts have that covering. So they don't understand. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts that do not understand. They have covers over it, shielding it from the blessings of ilm and knowledge, beneficial knowledge. They don't have that. And the next characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the dead heart is that it has ran. It has ran. It has that seal. It has that seal, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. He said, كَلَّا بَلْ ران. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَلَّا بَلْ ران. Rather, there's a stain or type of filthy seal عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ that's been put on their hearts for that which they used to do. And the ulama have mentioned that ran, this ran is like when you see a mirror and you see filth on the mirror. You see filth on the mirror. This is what is meant by ran, as mentioned by Tibi or Ghaira. This is what is mentioned. And regarding this, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned an authentic hadith. He said, in the hadith of Abu Hurairah again, radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, إن العبد إذا أخطأ خطيئة نكتت في قلبه نكتة سوداء. فإذا هو نزع واستغفر وتاب سقل قلبه وإن عاد زيد فيها حتى تعلو قلبه وهو الران الذي ذكر الله كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when the slave commits a sin, disobeys Allah, a black spot appears on his heart. When he refrains from it, and he makes tawbah, and he repents, and he seeks forgiveness, his heart is polished clean. سُقِلَ قَلْبَهُ. His heart is polished clean. But if he returns, and he continues sinning, it increases until his heart is covered with that stain, with that filth. And that is the ran in which Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Kalla bal. Nay, but ran. The heart it has ran on it, which is that full of stain. The heart is black. The heart is dead. There's no repentance. There's no tawbah. There's no istighfar. There's no seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Drowned in sins. Until the heart becomes dead. And it has that characteristics of ran. مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ for that which they used to do. The next characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran regarding the dead heart is that he said subhanahu wa ta'ala خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ that their hearts has been closed and sealed. عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمِعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبَصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. He mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the munafiqeen that he has closed and sealed their hearts. He's got a stamp of closure on their hearts and on their hearing, and that which they see there's a cover in their sight. And they receive the punishment. That's for the hypocrites. وَيَعْذُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَقَالُوا قُلُوبَنَا غُلْفٍ بَلَّعْنَهُمُ اللَّهِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Similar to that is the last statement regarding the Yahud, where they said our hearts is covered and is deteriorated in openness. وَقُلُوبَنَا غُلْفٍ وَقَالُوا قُلُوبَنَا غُلْفٍ Our heart is closed off, locked, covered. Allah said, بَلَّعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. But because of their disbelief, that's why it's occurred. فَقَلِيلَ مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. This indeed is a marad, and it's something that no doubt the slave fears in disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejecting his deen, that they indeed will have that which those before that rejected the religion of Al-Islam recede from the affairs of the heart. Now the dead heart, after all of these characteristics that have been mentioned, it's sealed, it's stained, it's covered, it's blocked, it's locked. These are from the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding the heart, the dead heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The result of all of the above is the next characteristic of the dead heart. لَا يَفْقَهُ. Is that the heart does not understand. It does not have the ability to consume knowledge. It does not have the ability to consume knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 179, and they have a heart that does not understand because it's dead. And due to the heart being the chief of the body and the limbs, Allah began with that. That dead hearts are dead, does not understand. And as a result, وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And as a result, if the dead is heart, that they can't see. They think they're seeing, but they're not seeing the reality. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And in yourself is a sign, do you not see? They're not seeing the signs of themselves. That proves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is to be worshipped alone without any partners. So they don't understand and don't have this ilm because the heart is dead. And the next is that they cannot make sense of anything from the characteristics of the dead heart. لَا يَعْقِلْ. Cannot conceptualize and make sense of anything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُنْ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي صُدُورِ. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, so have they not gone through the earth and have hearts by which to reason? They cannot reason because their hearts are dead. So they don't have the ability to make sense of things and to reason. And they don't have ears by which to hear. Indeed, it's not the eyes that are blinded, but the blinded are the hearts which are within the breasts, within the chests. So therefore, that which is from the characteristics also from the heart that is dead, is that the heart is indeed blind and cannot see the good, and that which he sees that he thinks is good is evil, and that which he sees that he thinks is evil is good. The heart is a slave to the desires. And this is, barakallahu feekum, ibtila and a trial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. And the believer, the person is a person of tawheed. The person of tawheed is one of a few categories. And it can be the person of tawheed that has that heart that is salim from the lesson that we had a couple of weeks ago. A pure heart. Or it can have, barakallahu feekum, a heart which has a combination of the heart that is pure and the dead heart. And there's a struggle in which side that heart will go. If its components are from the side of the dead heart, the dead aspect, and it overwhelms him, sooner or later, he will move and become permanently from the dead heart, from the category of the dead heart. But if the component that is in within the believer, that struggle, and he overwhelms that struggle, And that component, which is a component of goodness, obedience, taqwa, and it overwhelms, then gradually he will move to the category of the heart that is salim and the heart that is sound. So the above reminds us and shows us the urgency of focusing on our hearts, especially in this month of Ramadan. That we're reciting the Quran, we reflect, contemplate, repeat the verses, and we implement it with ikhlas, sincerity and truthfulness. I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi wa qulubuna ala ta'atik, and fi riwayah ala deenik. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O turner of hearts, keep our hearts firm upon your religion. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts firm upon the religion and to distance the effects of the dead heart from us, and that we die upon this, upon Islam and Sunnah. Ameen. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Next week we will be reading with Ibn Qayyim's Ighathatul Ahfam with the Ta'liqat of Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan as it relates to the heart that is marid. We've studied the heart that is salim, that is sound. And then we studied today the heart that is sick. Next week, inshallah, we study today the heart that is dead. Next week, inshallah, we'll study the heart that is sick, along with the cures that is mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, taken from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on that note, we conclude today's lesson. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.